All right, everyone, welcome to the Kink Podcast, episode 7 or 8, I think. This is the podcast where I, Andy Nolch, the host of the Kink TV show, I just talk about stuff for an hour, and it tends to be political and just interesting stuff, and it's good to listen to while you're working. It has nothing to do with the show, really, to be honest, and it's just something I do privately, and that's about it. It's pretty casual, and usually I have it with a cup of tea, but I've forgotten tonight to make a cup of tea, but oh well, should be all right. Let's see how it goes. And the first few ones are actually quite heated political stuff that I wanted to talk about. But now it's like, don't have that much to talk about politically. I'm kind of said all the things I want to say on the previous ones. And the last one, I actually just read some of the news and just talked about it, which was quite interesting. And there's nothing planned in this. Don't expect that much exciting stuff. But I just think it's good to listen to while you're working. All right, so it goes for an hour long. Okay, all right, well, I just watched the X-Files movie, and I'm not going to say all the reasons why. I can't be bothered getting into I could do a whole episode on this topic, but I wouldn't be able to have the things come to mind that I want to talk about fast enough. Like, basically, it seems like the storyline to the X-Files is true. So I can't be bothered going into it, but just from the evidence I've seen and all the stuff I've researched and looked into, it just seems to be, although it's a fiction story, the guy who came up with the ideas for the X-Files was a journalist, and so he's obviously into looking into the news and looking into information and stuff, and I think he came to certain conclusions about what could be going on and then made into a fiction story he'll be an interesting person to talk to if deep down, you know, if he actually says, you know, I think this is what's happening and just made into a fiction story. Like 1984, the book, apparently that has so much truth in it, and a lot of it just, like, wasn't fiction. It was just what he thinks the future could be going into. And a lot of the things that he talked about, because he wrote, like, in the 40s or whatever, so much of it has come true in 1984, and so it's very, very interesting. Yeah, so I just watched the X-Files movie from 1998, and, it wasn't bad. It was actually, I'd prefer to watch the X-Files, the series. That was good. It was just, like, one giant X-Files episode, but, it's interesting how the series is actually better. Like, because in the movie, I don't know, they have more fancy sound effects and it's just overdone and stuff, when it's just like, you know, they could have made that into an episode and it would have been a good episode of X-Files. It would have been a more enjoyable episode of X-Files. So it's pretty interesting, you know. So it seems like the basic storyline to X-Files is true. The basic conspiracy to it is true. And what that is that parts of the US government have connections to aliens, and those aliens are in control or something, or these people high up in the US government are in control, or really high up rich people in control or something like that, and they're working with the aliens or something like that, or and they're covering up. That they don't want the average people finding out about the aliens and all that sort of stuff. And it seems to be some sort of, some sort of secret taking over the planet by aliens or some sort of storyline like that. Which is quite interesting, isn't it? I hope the volume for this works out right. I've used a different mic today. Sorry about that. All right. I'm just trying to think about what to talk about the alien thing. Lots of people so apparently, like, a huge amount of the population claim that they've been abducted by aliens, and it's just like the media just don't report on it. It's just the media just really rarely report on anything, but there's so many videos on the internet you could see of spacecrafts and UFOs and that sort of stuff, and it's just all a big cover-up. But yeah, apparently it's true that aliens exist and shit, and I've seen some lights in the sky that looked very much like they could be UFOs, very questionable, and I've actually spoken to a few people who claim that they've full-on seen a UFO, like full-on seen it. So that's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, I spoke to a guy who said that he full-on saw a UFO in the sky. And he said it looked like it was scanning over the area, and he said his dog's behaviour completely changed when that UFO went over. So even the dog's behaviour went really weird. And apparently he said that his dog hadn't behaved like this before. Like, I don't know, his dog went quiet or something. It was just really unusual what his dog did. And then he said that he felt depressed for a month after that. For no reason. Like, he just thinks it must be something to do with the UFO and whatever they were doing with the scanning. But he just said he was full-on depressed for a month after that. And that was really interesting because it was like, you know, what if that UFO that was flying over, I was putting some sort of energy scanning thing out, and it messes with your mind, and it makes your mind feel stuffed up, and then you feel depressed or something. So it's just the technology that these aliens could have is just, like, you know, millions of years ahead of us. So, I mean, if you look at the iPhone, if you spoke to someone from the 1800s and said, you know, I've got something in my pocket that can do all these things, I'm not talking sexually here. Ooh. Nah, you've just got something in your pocket that can, you know, answer every question. Like, it's just an ultimate library, the iPhone. It can answer questions, it can talk to you, it can play songs, it can just do so many things, the iPhone. It can tell you your location. It's just, it's a compass, it's a leveler, it just does so much. It just blow your mind. If you said that to someone in the 1800s, they'll just look at you like you're just a crazy nut job or something. But there we have, we've got the iPhone. It's just so amazing. And so, you know, it's got a good microphone, it's got a good camera, it takes good photos. I mean, what the hell? It's just amazing what it does. You can on the iPhone, you can press a button and have it speak to you everything that's written on the page. So you can just open up a book and tell it to speak to you, and it'll just read through the whole book in that computer voice. It'll be like, chapter one, blah, 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 blah. I mean, that's just pretty interesting in itself. You can have this iPhone talk to you. Anyway, so, I mean, if you think these things sound so unrealistic, but it's just like, you know, think of the showing a man from 1800's iPhone. I mean, that'll blow their mind. So, but it exists. It's not fantasy, you know. So imagine if the aliens are like millions of years ahead of us, just the sort of technology they can have. Like, obviously, they have some amazing technology. If they can travel from wherever star they're from, it's so, so far away. It's just, they must be able to travel at speeds that are just phenomenal. And then they can fly over the land, and they can scan the land or whatever the hell they were doing. They probably have really interesting electronics and stuff. I mean, they probably have electronics where they could press a button and, like, they're flying over, and they can make everyone feel nervous, I reckon. They could just press a button and put some energy field out that makes you feel nervous, or put some energy field out that hurts everyone's ears, and everyone's like, oh, I've got sore ears, or... Just, I just think they can do all these interesting things, and it's just like, imagine if the story to the X-Files is true, that there are these aliens, and they're just controlling us and stuff, or something like that. I'm not even totally sure what the actual X-Files story is, but the character Mulder and Scully, but particularly Mulder, is trying to find out the truth and trying to look into all these unusual paranormal things and find out the truth, and he keeps on getting blocked and keeps on trying to get stopped because people who are high up don't want him finding out, or the aliens don't want him finding out, or something like that. Another interesting thing talking about the alien stuff is that I read in this science fiction book recently that it had the aliens as... Because we always just assume that the aliens look like green men or some shit, and that's because people have accounts of dealings with green men and stuff. All these people who've been abducted say green men and stuff. And sure, some of them are probably nut jobs, but a lot of them seem pretty believable and pretty normal people. And a lot of people I've spoken to have seen UFOs seem pretty believable and pretty normal. And I've seen a UFO, and I think I'm a bit out there, but I'm not crazy or anything. Sadly, that's... I kind of wouldn't mind being a little bit crazy. Like, it would be kind of cool to see things that weren't there or hear voices aren't there, because it would just be, like, interesting, you know? Like, whoa, you know, what's going on here? But if you just see everything out how it is and everything's all normal, it's kind of boring. But, oh, I was saying something about the... oh, the Mulder guy. He's trying to find out the truth. Your hips are getting stopped. And that's kind of the storyline to the X-Files. Oh, there's a science fiction book. This is what I was talking about. So I read a science fiction book recently that had the alien characters as just looking like you and me. So they're from other planets and that, but they developed looking like us normal humans. So they're not little green men and stuff. They're just normal humans. And that puts a whole new spin on it, because then it's just like, that's probably a lot more realistic and is what's going on, because if this whole alien thing is going on, and it seems like there's definitely aliens that are green men and stuff like that, but if there's aliens that look like us, then that would explain why it's so well hidden, because they look like us, you know? So, like, they just have to put on the same clothes and not wear clothes from where they're from. They fit in our country, and then there's no alien. And even if they said, I'm an alien, put their hand up, and their doctors or whoever look at them and examine them, then they'll just be like, you just got a normal human body. What are you talking about? It's just like, yeah, we have normal human bodies from where we're from. Anyway, they'll be like, that's not evidence. You know what I mean? So it's pretty interesting. It's an interesting idea to have in a book that have the aliens as... looking like us, you know. It just makes you think, ooh, you know. They had that in Men in Black, the movie. But underneath, they look like us, but then underneath it, they're actually an alien. So that was kind of creepy, but in this movie, the aliens legitimately just look like us, and they just come from a different planet, and it's just like a different culture, like people coming from different countries, so they just speak different languages and have different ways of going about things, but essentially they're pretty similar. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. That kind of changes things. And I've heard some people talk about seeing aliens and seeing some that seeing some green men and some grey men, and some that are little, like 4 foot tall, and some that are like 8 feet tall. Some of these people who said they saw aliens. So there seems to be two type of aliens, a little green men, and then these tall men that are either green or grey. And they sort of had those big eyes and those weirdish looking heads and the small jaws. But I forgot. And so the people who claim they've seen UFOs and that, some of them have also said that they've seen seen aliens that look just like us. So that's probably where the person got the idea for this from this science fiction book. That there were some aliens that pretty much looked, I think, blonde-haired and blue-eyed, looked pretty much normal. But he said there was a tiny difference or something, and you could sort of tell, but if you walk past them on the street, you'd never know. You know what I mean? But there was slight differences in their face. So that's pretty interesting. Seems very interesting what's going on with these crop circle things and that. And they try and say, you know, oh, it's someone doing a trick. But some of the crop circles are just like mathematically exceptionally perfect circle geometric shapes and unbelievably difficult for just some pranksters to do. So, pretty interesting, like, what's going on with the crop circles and people seeing them in the sky. And there's animal mutilations as well, like cows have just been mutilated and had, I think, parts of the insides taken out. So just there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. The Coast to Coast AM is a really good radio station to listen to and listen to some of the old episodes, because it's just a radio station that gives people a chance to just call in and just say stuff that they've experienced. So you get all these people calling up and saying all these interesting stories about stuff they've seen, like Bigfoot and aliens and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, and they're people who are called UFOlogists, and they study UFOs because there's just so much going on in the UFO field. I think with the internet booming in heaps in the past 5 years, it's like definitely the amount of UFO stuff, information spread on it, has just boomed. And, yes, it's very interesting what's going on. I think one day we'll get the answer and stuff, and like there are apparently some people who have said that they've worked for the US government or something in secret facilities and that, like working on spaceships and shit. So just, and they're like, you know, basically if they come out and tell the truth, then they'll just get killed, assassinated, so they just shut up and they don't say anything. But some people have come out and told the truth, and yeah, they've had a bit of a hard time. But, there's just a lot going on. Very interesting. Seems like, from what I've studied, and that seems like time travel as well is possible, which is very interesting. It's like time travel just seems very confusing thing. It's just like, what the hell? It's very like, I don't know. I don't think it's just a matter of being, oh, let's go back to the 80s and let's go forward into the 2020s. It's just like, I don't think it's that simple. It's, it just seems like you can do time travel, and maybe it is that simple, but I don't know, time travel is just a bit random. Yeah. Apparently they've done things that are like tests and that where they take, I don't know, a watch or something like that, and they've managed to make a little mini time machine, and they put the watch inside it, and the watch goes three times as fast time-wise as outside of the thingo. So you put the watch in there for a minute, and then on record on the watch, it would say 3 minutes have gone by, but outside of it, the time machine, only a minute went by. And you might go, well, that machine made the hands tick faster. But, no, because if you put in objects that are, like, digital, that count time, they count 3 minutes as well, or something like that. And they don't have ticking hands or something like that. And if you put stuff in there, like, it ages faster. I mean, how wild is that? To think that we can just control time like that, I mean, it's just so bizarre. I mean, I saw this movie Interstellar, and they travelled to another part of the galaxy or something like that. And when they went down into a certain area, if they spent 1 minute in that area, it would be 1 hour back on Earth that would have passed by time-wise. So basically, wherever they went, they had to be quick, otherwise they'll come back, they'll go into this area, then they'll come back into the normal time zone area, and then suddenly like 20 years have gone past and everyone will be aged and think that they just died on their mission. But they hadn't died, they'd just been, that's just how fast time travelled in the area they went to. I mean, how weird is that? It's just an interesting phenomenon. And it just seems like it's true, and there's all these scientists that are full on working on time machines and that. Obviously, you know, and I think Einstein said that wasn't true, and, you know, is Einstein what he called the smartest person ever and stuff. And he thinks that time travel was possible or something like that. They call it space-time or something like that. And I don't know, but time does seem to be the weirdest thing that's gone around, because if you speak to, like, psychic people and that, they can see into the future. And it's just bizarre. It's like I heard someone, like, and there's lots of people who say that they've had, I think I've had it as well, like dreams where you have something happen in the dream, then in the future it actually happens, right? But like, it's be understandable if, like, someone has a dream that someone gets a job, and then a week later they actually do get that job. That kind of makes a bit more sense. But some of these people had dreams that are just really random things, like somebody crashed their bike at this corner, at this location, at this time, They had a dream about that, and then a week later, the person crashes their bike at that location and at that time. And the person crashing the bike was an accident, so it just seems like you'd think it would be random where they would crash their bike, but not this specific location, but it happened at that specific location. I mean, how weird is that? And someone had a dream about it a week earlier. You know, I mean, that to me is strange, because I would have thought that something like a bicycle crash wouldn't be predictable. You know, like, it's just weird how time works and stuff. Very interesting. Like, I heard someone say that they had a dream where they ran out of fuel in their car at a certain bend of a road, and then like a week later they're coming up to the bend, and then the person says, oh, I had a dream that we ran out of fuel at this location a week ago, and then the car ran out of fuel at that moment. It was like, whoa, what the hell. It's just like, to me, running out of fuel in your car is just a random thing that you wouldn't be able to predict. Because it's just like all the stuff that goes on during the week, you could have used your car to go here or there for any random thing. It's just not predictable in the future terms, but it's just like makes you think that everything is pre-planned and everything is happening according to a plan or something like that, and that there is no, like, you can just make the future whatever you want. It's like the future's already made how it is. It's really weird. It's really interesting. But I reckon that, yeah, you can make the future whatever you want it to be. But I think that right now you're doing something and someone can come along and somehow see the future and tell you the future's going to be blah, blah, blah. The future's going to be blah, 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 provided you don't change your actions because of what I've just said. But if you change your actions, and so one day, for example, your future can be blah, 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 and then the next day you can change your behaviour and have different ideas about things, and then you look to the future and your future will be different, blah, 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 blah. That's what I think. So if you go, let's say you go to an 18-year-old kid, and you go, what's your future going to be? And you look, and the 18-year-old kid's planning on being an electrician, and you look and you see him working as an electrician in 5 years' time. Let's say he tries out an electrician for a few months and doesn't like it and then wants to be a plumber. Then if you went up to him after he'd tried being an electrician and that, doing the plumbing thing, and you look and you go, what are you going to be doing in 5 years' time? One of these psychic people who can see the future, they would see him working as a plumbing career. And it's not that the future, that prediction of the future is right in that moment of time, but it's because that person changes. It changes things. So therefore, sometimes you can predict people's futures if they're a sort of person who doesn't change much. So yeah, so if you go over to people who change a lot, then you wouldn't be able to predict their future. But if you've got someone who's, I don't know, I guess, gone to high school and done a bit of studying of accounting at university or something, you could walk up to him and you could get a good psychic and you could lay down your future and then say the things that'll happen and they could legitimately happen. But someone who changes a lot, I feel like someone like me would be someone who changes a lot. I feel like I'll be really interested if someone could predict my future. I don't think they could do it long term, I think, because I change a bit, but I think they can do it short term. And I've been to a psychic before, and they've done little things, like they say, oh, you're going to have a job change, and they were totally right. But I feel like at that time they were just reading my mind, because they have a bit of that ability to find, to know what you're sort of thinking and stuff. they go, oh, I get the idea of changing a job or something like that, and it's just like, because you're, I think we can actually communicate to each other with our minds and stuff, and they're just picking up on that. That's different. That's not predicting the future. That's just reading information from me, like reading my mind or something. But yeah, I don't know. It's all very, very interesting what's going on. But anyway, so that's a whole topic that I just dribbled on about. Yeah, did you find it interesting? Because I hope you found it interesting. All right, now let's get on to what I probably wanted to do earlier on, but just went on to other things and see. It's very casual, very real. I think it's kind of good to be a bit like that because, you know, you get so many TV shows or other things where the person is suddenly a different person when the camera's recording and they're not totally being themselves, and I think people should just be how they feel in that moment. I don't want to see some fake person that's being like, hi David, how's that vacuum cleaner going? It's a great vacuum cleaner, Susie. Like, just like, people definitely tend to make themselves out to look happier than what they really are when they get on camera. Which is understandable. You don't want people who are just bored and lame, but I'll prefer people to be genuine and like let's say someone who's an infomercial person and they're selling some vacuum cleaner. If the guy was just more real about it, was just like, hey Susie, let's check out this vacuum cleaner. Oh yeah, cool. Oh yeah, all right, good. So it does this and it does that, and that seems not bad. I mean, I'm a bit over it because I've seen this vacuum cleaner before, but people at home, man, this is not a vacuum cleaner. You know. You could do it in an honest, in a way where you're being genuine. It doesn't look like you don't like the thing you're selling. Okay, I'm going to go to news.com and I was thinking about someone recent who presents a TV show, and I just remember looking at their behaviour and going, what's the difference between their behaviour and my behaviour? And their behaviour was they were trying to be like someone else. They were trying to be like Rove Live. And the way he went about things, and it was very professional, it looked very good, and it was, you couldn't pick any faults with it, like, the guy's talented, he can do it, but he wasn't really being himself, he was just being, to me, a copy of Rove Live. He was just doing, like, but not like a total copy, but just like, he was just saying, well, our next guest is blah, 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 never done blah, 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 oh, please, make him blah, 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 and they're just like, basically, what I'm trying to say is, if they had had something happen to them earlier in the day that had made them particularly happy or particularly sad, you'd still see the same person presenting the show. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting a personality. You know, people want to see a person. They don't want to see some robot who's pretending to be Rove Life. So that's where, you know, that's the problem with people who host TV shows and that sort of stuff. I think it's because people are afraid to be themselves, and that they're afraid of what people will think. I think you just have to get to a point where you just don't give a fuck what people think, and it's gonna be real and genuine. It's just much more interesting. Okay, I'm just looking to the headlines here of the news. Okay, all right. Fattest man, killer weight loss. Sorry, I'm just going to flick through. I don't know how I'll find it. Shock cost of your airline. Oh, one thing that they do as well is TV show hosting people as well is they'll be afraid to leave any silence time. So they'll always want to, if the camera's recording, they'll always want to be, or the podcast is recording, whatever, they'll always want to be talking. And they would hate to have any silence or pauses and stuff. Because it's just like, oh no, you're going to lose your viewers if you pause and stuff. And I spoke to someone who complimented me on hosting the kink or something because I'd put in pauses. And he goes, you just did the opposite to what they all teach you in television and stuff. Just, you know, never have any pauses. You always have to keep the audience attention, blah, blah, blah. But amidst of all these TV shows that have no pauses, if you make a show that's got pauses in it, you're going to get people stopping and getting their You're going to get their attention. All right. Okay. So hence why there's some pauses in this, because I think it's okay to have pauses. Okay, this is an interesting one. Why would you visit a country where you have to pay $340 a day? Red-robed monks walk the streets of Paro in Bhutan against a backdrop of whitewashed stone buildings. Rising above them is the Parozong, a Buddhist monastery and fortress, with its golden spice piercing the baby blue sky. Tourists have long rhapsodied over this Himalayan kingdom. Rhapsody. What the hell does rhapsody mean? Let's just look up what rhapsody means. Rhapsodized. I'm going to speak or write about something with enthusiasm. Okay, tourists have long rhapsodized over this Himalayan kingdom wedged north of India and south of China. Okay. Let me just check if it's still recording. Okay, cool, it's still recording. All right. They fall deeply in love with its pristine environment, its individuality, its engaging people, and with its famous practice of marking its achievements by a measure known as gross national happiness rather than in economic terms. Oh, that's kind of cool. They calculate how happy people are. In an attempt to preserve this unique culture and its environment, this Tasmania-style country has in the past strictly limited tourist numbers. In 1974, just 300 tourists visited. Today, there is no limit to tourist visas. However, although there is no numerical limit to entry of tourists, the government wants the number to remain under strict control, hence Bhutan's leaders focus on what they call high-value, low-volume tourism. Visitors famously pay a fixed minimum tariff of $250 per day, making it appear as one of the world's most expensive destinations. Oh, you have to pay to visit this Buddhist place. But when you consider what you get for $340 a day, it's not that excessive. The fee includes food accommodation in a 3- or 4-star hotel. You pay extra for 5-star, internal transport, entry into museums and monasteries, and a licensed tour guide. The tariff also includes a $65 sustainable tourism royalty, which goes to the government to be spent on free education, free healthcare, poverty alleviation, along with the building of infrastructure. Okay. Doesn't seem so too interesting so far, this article, but it gets better. This tourist tariffs have resulted in a holiday spot that's become the antithesis of a shoestring backpacker destination. Okay, so backpackers can't go there because it's too expensive. Unlike Bali, what you won't find here are rude, lewd Aussies filling its bars and hotels, nor will you find cheap sovereign shops selling beer singlets or activities like bungee jumping. It has fewer visitors annually than Bali has in 1 week. Wow! And what it lacks in quantity, it makes up for in high-value quality. Discreetly, Bhutan has been becoming an A-list destination popular with the likes of Cameron Diaz, Keira Knightley, and supermodel Gazelle. Okay, it looks nice. Just got some photos of this destination. Yeah, it seems kind of interesting. Alright, boring article. Okay, this news.com I found has got some good articles and stuff, and it's not negative news. It's not like all about war and trying to... Yeah, not trying to attack you. Oh, look at this. Aussies penalised for paying credit cards. Okay, geez, it's really interesting. I mean, when I started this podcast, literally for the first 3 podcasts, it was like... They were over an hour long, and I was, like, speaking at a million miles an hour, and I was, like, ripping into, like, political stuff that I was passionate about. And it's just, like, now after I've got those things off my chest, it's like, well, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? I've done my bit. I've told people about this information that I know, about these corrupt things and stuff, and, you know, it's down, it's written, it's just how it's going to be. Will change with the future and stuff. It's just so interesting after you get... Because I was passionate about things like vaccines and the gun control stuff and some American politics and some Australian politics, and like, now it's down and it's out of the way. It's just like, okay, now what do you talk about? Just ends up being positive stuff. You just got to handle some of the negative stuff first. Okay, here's this article. Australians are paying the penalty for being financially responsible as banks keep credit card. Hold on, but part of this podcast as well is a challenge to speak for an hour. It's kind of cheating by reading out news articles. But anyway, part of it as well is I'll just do what I feel like on this podcast. So I feel like doing this, so I'm just going to do it. Australians are paying the penalty for being financially responsible as banks keep credit card rates high to compensate for a big increase in the number of customers paying their full balances. Ooh. A Senate inquiry in Sydney heard on Friday that the banks have failed to pass along cuts to the RBA's cash rate, partly due to the fact that they are no longer able to charge interest on as many credit card accounts. That's a really good piece of news here, because that's saying that people are paying off their credit cards, which is a good thing, because, man, were people in a lot of debt and just they were just sitting with 10, 20 grand on their credit card debt, and it was just costing them interest and stuff, and it was making it harder for them to afford their bills and lots of stuff, and it was part of the banker's plan to just bankrupt us all because they make more money and they have more customers. It's kind of like a window cleaner intentionally trying to dirty everyone's windows so that everyone wants to get their windows cleaned and they make a lot of money. So it's like that with banking. You just get everyone wanting to spend money and get them into debt, and then they have all these people. Like, they have someone, they take a young person and they get them in debt for a car loan, when the person should be paying it for themselves, but they get the person a car loan debt, and they get them an education debt by going to university in that, and then they get the person in a mortgage debt for buying a house, and then also along the line somewhere, the person would have bought a credit card, so they'll get into credit card debt. So then they have, let's say, a car debt, 10 grand, education debt, which could be 50 grand or 100 grand, depending on, you know, it could be a lot. And then you've got a mortgage debt, which the property price in Australia is outrageous, like so expensive. Just, whoa, don't even want to get started on that. If you're going to be a city sort of person, then, you know, maybe 200,000 or all the way up. And then you go credit card debt, which could be 10 or 20 grand worth. And you have a person on all those things, and then they get a job, and then they get paid from work, and then they find that after they've paid off all these things, at the end of the day, they can only really save a little bit, and they then are just trapped into having to work for the rest of their life. It's just a bit of a trap, and the bankers are just laughing as they're just making interest off the person all the way through. Okay, this news.com's interesting. It just had... Oh, see, this is where it's such an interesting... See, because, you know, sometimes, if you've read newspaper articles, and it's just like... They're usually pretty long and stuff, or just like, this newspaper article is just literally one paragraph, like that's it. They have nothing more to say on this topic. Like, they're saying here that the, you know, bankers are penalising people paying back their credit cards, and that's all they need to say to it. It's just like, that's what's going on. Kind of cool. It's just like, you don't have to cramble on and have all these words to say something that doesn't need to be that long. I mean, that's what's happening. Like, you can have articles that are small, but anyway. Yeah, anyway, here's the full article. Sorry, because I was actually just reading the summary, but there was a full article, because you want to have the evidence that backs up what you're trying to say. But imagine there could be some articles that could just be short, and it's fine. Okay. Says here, more customers are spending more and paying off their cards in full in the month. This means that banks are funding higher balances that are in the interest-free period. In industry speak, the revolve rate has declined. Yeah, because the whole point of the credit card thing is, it's just a complete con job, because it's just like, you give you this credit card, right, you can buy stuff on it, and if you pay it off correctly, then you don't have to pay any fees, but if you don't pay back the money quickly, then you're going to get charged fees. And so why would you sell it to anyone? Because anyone would just be like, oh, I'll just pay the bill back straight away. There'll be no fees or whatever. But they sell it to everyone knowing that, like, a lot of the people will eventually end up just getting tempted by the card and end up racking up too much so they can afford to pay. Like, they know for a fact that people spend as much, like, a scientific principle, people spend as much money as they get. You know, so it's just like, if you work a job that where you earn $500 a week at a post shop or something, if you follow that person while they're working at that job, they pretty much spend as much as they get. It's literally an economic rule. It's just so predictable. And you take someone who gets promoted to a new job but they're suddenly earning $500,000 a year, you watch just how much they spend, and then they just increase how much they're spending, and they usually just increase it to match how much they're making. It's just an economic rule. That's why it's like some people like might talk to me and be like, oh man, Stick, you're on this amazing job, you must be rich and that, and they'll look at you and be like, dude man, I got these like expensive cars and I just blowing money on all these things and got kids and a family, and at the end of the day it's like, you know, he doesn't end up saving much, you know. You just increase how much money you're spending. The trick is to just not go crazy with the spending. So with the credit card thing, when you say to someone, you have this credit card and you can spend $5,000 on it, but you have to pay it. To get the interest-free thing, you have to pay it back in a month. The person will think, yeah, I'll pay it back in a month, or I won't use up the $5,000 on it, I'll just use up $1,000 on it. What people do is they spend as much as they can get, so they can get $5,000 on their cards, so they'll go and they'll take it and they'll buy a few things and they'll end up buying something expensive and end up getting $5,000 of debt on the card. Like, it's just like, they just do it for it. Anyway, so a lot of people in that category of just spending too much on the card and then paying a lot of interest, and now saying here that people being good with their savings and getting out of doing that, and the banks aren't happy about that because they're like, ooh, we don't make much money. And it's just like, yeah. Alright, so I'm just reading, trying to find something important to read out. Okay, they're saying the cards are trying to charge high interest because people have been using them smarter. This doesn't work in a smart society. Like, the whole, well, none of this evil stuff that people are doing, you can get away with it in a society just full of all smart people that have just switched on. Because in a society like that, people wouldn't rack up credit card debts. And in a society like that, people wouldn't, you know, trust their doctors and just take vaccines even after it's harmed their kid. You know, like, but in a society when you've got people who are not that switched on, they can just, evil people can just totally take advantage of them. So on average across this world we live in, that people are pretty average intelligence, to be honest. And I saw this guy had this chocolate bar and he had a silver bar. So he had a chocolate bar in his hand, a silver bar in his other hand. And he went onto the streets and he said to people, do you want this chocolate bar or this silver bar? I'm doing a giveaway. And everyone took the chocolate bar. And the silver bar was like $200 worth of silver. It was a silver bar. Like what jewelry is made of and stuff. And everyone was like, oh, I like chocolate. What am I going to do with silver? And one lady goes, she touches the chocolate bar and the silver, and she goes, I want the chocolate bar. What am I going to do with a silver bar? But is a chocolate bar real? Like questioning, not questioning if the silver is real, if the chocolate bar is real. And it's just like, looking at that, it's just like, how stupid are people in that? Like, it's just unbelievable. Like, that's just wild, you know? Like, people are just accepting a chocolate bar over a silver bar. It's just like, you'd think people aren't dumb in this world. Like, clearly they're just so dumb. Like, I don't understand what silver is, jewellery. You know? I think gold, people like the value of gold. I'm pretty sure if you did it with a gold bar everyone would be like, yeah, I'll take the gold, but people aren't that switched on about silver. They don't, because it's not as valuable as gold, but it's just like, people are very simple, and that's why we've got these problems in the world and stuff. Anyway, this article isn't doing it for me. Try and find, let's go into entertainment section. I want to try and find just some interesting articles on that or something. Alright. Oh, by the way, McDonald's has increased the quality of their food, I reckon. They've changed it into more like a restaurant. They're trying to make it like a proper restaurant and that, because I think worldwide they had bad profits or something, and people were just getting more healthy, so they've actually improved what they make there and stuff. And I had, yeah, I had one the other day and it was pretty good. They had the chicken burger thing. It's not bad. Alright. Well, I've got to, sorry to drain you guys. This one's actually the lamest. They've actually gotten lamer and lamer as have been going on each one of these podcasts. Literally the first five were gold, I reckon. They were really pretty good, the first five. Like, I actually had stuff to talk about issues. I went on and talked about out there things and information I'd seen, and I was passionate and I was charged up and I was like, blah, blah, blah. I was doing little rants and stuff. But now it's just like, yeah, okay. What am I going to do? Say, complain about the vaccine issue again? I mean, there's nothing more to say on it. It's just like, seems to be a cover-up of the bad side effects. There's nothing more I can say. And I just listen. You want to hear it? Just listen to the previous, one of the previous ones that talks about it. And the legalization of drugs, I went over that and stuff. And yep, it's just, you know, it's how it is. Yeah, so now it's just like, I'm literally running out of things to talk about. Like, I thought I'd, I was, when I first started the podcast, after the first two ones, I guess I got confident because I was like, yeah, I could fill in the hour. I was like, I thought the idea of trying to run like a podcast for 24 hours straight and just manage to talk for that long without stopping, and just, I just thought, wow, imagine the things I could cover and stuff, and I might at the end have problems filling up the time. And it's just like, come to think of it, if I was back then, I would have, yeah, struggled to make up the time. Just want to say something about some of these people we live with on this earth. I think they're very strange. And like, you know, I said before, I said that example that's got the silver bar and the chocolate bar, and I was sort of saying people are pretty dumb here and that. And it's like, I've got another example like that where someone told me about this movie, and they said the movie was terrible and really, really wrong, and people were almost walking out of the cinemas, right? And then I just saw the movie, and I was like expecting, you know, well, something really terrible and all sort of stuff. And then I saw it, and I was like, it wasn't that bad. Like, what's he talking about? You know, like that. I could see how it was a bit pushy, but it was just like, you totally seem to exaggerate what the movie was like. Oh, and it really upset me, because when I heard it was so crazy, I particularly went to watch it because I wanted to see what a bad movie was like, because you can learn from a bad movie, because I'm very interested in films and that. Like, one day I want to make films and that. So I particularly went there looking forward to this really horrible movie, or just this movie was just really wrong. Like, apparently it was really wrong and dirty. And I saw it and I was like, that was a bit raunchy and stuff, and but that was nowhere near what you described. And I was like, the movie was exactly what I thought it was when I saw the trailer and the title of the movie, what I kind of expected it to be like. I was exactly right. And then he said his ideas after seeing it, and that totally changed my ideas of it. And when I saw it, it went back to what I originally thought it was. And it's just like, these people on this earth are just so crazy and retarded. Like, it's just like, what the hell? I should just say people are so crazy and retarded, because I have no evidence, like really strong evidence about other planets and that sort of stuff. It's just like, just seems like there's other planets with people who are just not as retarded as other people. Some people are just really retarded. I mean, it's just strange. You know, you talk to some people and they say, oh, check out this movie, and you see it, and you're like, what the hell? It's just bizarre. Like, and it's not a matter of a taste thing, like what people... Like, if someone's into opera music and they might say, this movie's really awesome, you can understand it because they're into opera, but this one's like, just... Some people, you ask people for advice or, you know, what this movie is like, and they just give you a totally wrong account of what the movie is like, and it's just like, whoa, are you just even alive or aware? Are you insane? Like, are you actually insane? Are you here? Like, do you see what I see? Like, are you seeing pink elephants or some shit? Like, what's... You're just crazy. You seriously come across as being completely crazy. Anyway, like my brother spoke to someone today who said, we're speaking to someone, and the guy goes, oh, how you doing? And my brother goes, oh, yeah, all right, blah, blah, blah. And then he asks the question, he goes, how you doing? My brother goes, brother's like, what the hell? And he's like, I just told you, like, all right. And then I spoke to the same person. They did a similar thing to me where we're talking, and they were like, they asked me a question, right, and this was like, just like, what the fuck is going on? Some people are just fully retarded. Like, he said something like, or did you speak to Singo? And I was like, yeah, I spoke to Singo, and yeah, he was all right, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes again, like, and it wasn't much time that elapsed between him asking you a second time. He goes, did you speak to Thingo? And it's just like, dude, I just answered that question. What are you on? Like, are you here? Didn't you hear me? And it wasn't like he was walking down the street and was struggling to hear. You know what I mean? Like, there was something going on in the background distracting him from letting him hear me what I said. And then, so then he asked it a second time, and I answered again because I just thought, maybe he didn't hear me. And then he asked it a third time, almost a third time in a row. And I was just like, what the hell? This is just fucking crazy. I was like, yeah, I just said earlier, like, what the fuck? Like, this is the same person who gave the movie review that was, it was just totally wrong. And it's just like, whoa. You know, are you here and shit? Like, are you crazy? It's like, you know, Terminator's, like, let's say you're talking about Terminator. I'm not going to say what the movie is, by the way, that I'm talking about, but let's just say the movie's Terminator and it's an action-packed movie, and you speak to someone and they go, oh, Terminator, that was so wrong. That was like, you shouldn't have even been allowed in cinemas. It was the most craziest, violentest, worstest violence you could ever imagine. It was gruesome to watch, and I'm almost walked out of the cinema. And so they say that, right, and that'll be understandable if it's maybe some goody-goody tissues, and you can tell can't handle things, and they just exaggerate it, right? And they can't handle anything that's really goody-tissue shit. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be against violence in video games and all this stuff. But let's say you just got a person who's an action man sort of guy and watches other action movies and stuff, and then they come up to you and they go, oh, this movie's blah, 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 and then you go to see it and you're like, whoa, wonder what this movie's going to be like. It's going to be crazy. It's so much violence that you can't even handle it. And then you watch it and you're like, that was just normal Terminator with violence and stuff. What is this person talking about? And that's kind of what's going on. And some people, it's just like, what the hell? You know, like, it's just interesting. It's just like, you even hear, like, whoa, hello, knock, knock. What is going on, you know? I don't know, just there's so many interesting things going on in the world and that. So many interesting people. I mean, there's one thing I saw where... I've seen someone do this in real life, but... I saw it on some video on YouTube as well. It was like a video of some, I think, news reporter guy who was talking to someone on the news or something, and... he got into an argument with someone, and then he just hissed at them like a snake. It's just like, what the hell? And he didn't do it as some sort of practical prank. Like, it wasn't like making a hiss noise and laughing, but making a snake noise, he just, like, they're arguing, legitimately, they're arguing, and he just goes, and just like hissed like a snake, and I was like, what the hell? And then apparently, like, people who don't like abortion and that go and protest it, and then when they're doing their protests in America, a bunch of people rock up and start going, abortion's good, we like the devil or whatever, and they start like hissing and stuff, and they're like, yeah, we support the devil, and then they actually start going, ah, and start going crazy, and it's just like, whoa, you know, like, and how can you not be spiritual, if you just open your eyes and look what's going on in the world, how can you not believe there's more going on than the spiritual stuff? It's just like, what the hell, I want to go to one of these abortion protest things just to see these people who rock up and who want to kill the babies and are like, yeah, hissing and stuff. Like, it's just so... Because it'd be understandable if they rock up and they go, hey, yeah, and then they start laughing and go, we're pretending to be the devil. But they rock up and start going, hey, and hissing and shit, and they're full on. They're not even doing it as a practical joke. So how interesting is that? That's wild. I mean, I also spoke to someone who was, like, some Indian spiritual dude, and he said how... He said how he spoke to someone who's a fan of Jesus and stuff, and how that person full on has Jesus like materialize and hug her. So that person full on sees Jesus and comes and hugs him and stuff when she prays or something like that. Like, she's, I mean, what's going on with that? Like, do you think that person's just making that up? Like, that's wild, you know. And I heard of I've heard of things where people do, like, seances or whatever, sort of, when they talk to the dead or whatever, the Ouija boards and all that sort of stuff, they do them. And then there's some people who are, some mediums who are really good at doing it, speaking to the dead, that they actually have the ghost full-on materialized and then walk around and talk to them and stuff. As if it's a real person that's just there in the room while they're doing it. It's just bizarre. And one of them, they've got, like... One of them, the medium kind of goes to sleep, and then the ghost takes over the medium's body and talks to them. And so the medium will literally just be a normal 30-year-old man. Except it is a medium. It's pretty amazing. You talk to people that are dead. Anyway, so the medium sits there and goes to sleep or does whatever and lets the ghost take over. And then the ghost starts talking through the medium, right? And the ghost, when the ghost was alive, would have, like, an English accent. So suddenly the medium would have this English accent and be like, yes, hello, I'm no longer the medium. My name is Timothy, blah, 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 blah. And they would talk to him and answer questions and shit about the afterlife. And they'd have it on videotape and recording, and you can listen to it. And it's like, what the hell? All I know is that one day, when I get the chance, I'm going to go to one of the medium things where you actually get to see a ghost materialize or a ghost voice through someone else talking. Just so that I know that all this stuff is true. Like, I've seen a fair few things that indicate that a lot of this crazy out there stuff, information just not many people talk about, is actually going on. Like, I've seen a lot of information in it suggesting that's going on, but just to really, really see it for just one final time, really see a ghost just pop into a room during a seance and see it with my own two eyes, that would really make me have no problems in believing any of this. But all the evidence seemed to be saying this paranormal stuff is happening, and it's just amazing. I spoke to a person who's seeing ghosts and that sort of stuff, and, you know, I'd love to just see a ghost in person, full on see it. And apparently there are some, you know, ghosts that depends on how you see them. Like, sometimes you can see them as that fuzzy field or something, or you just full on see them as a person that's alive, and you wouldn't even be able to tell whether they're alive or dead. And I was speaking to a friend who's seen one that just looks like an alive person that just disappeared. And I mean, Rhonda Sykes, the comedian, and Ellen have both said that they've seen ghosts, like, full-on just seen it, and they're like, what the hell am I looking at? Like, is this really it? It's just, it's kind of like people who see the Bigfoot. Like, apparently, like, a lot of people report seeing the Bigfoot, and you just see this big, hairy, tall thing that makes a weird noise, and you're just like, what the hell? this is actually it. It's just so rare. But just because it's so rare doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You know, like when it comes to ghosts and Bigfoot, it's just like, these things are rare, you know, like the alien abductions and seeing a UFO in the sky are just rare, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You know? But, so it's now is up, so in conclusion, I was just, this is a pretty, really boring one, but I think it got a bit more interesting as it went on, but just talking about things, and there's not even anything to conclude on, but just, yeah, just the paranormal was really interesting, and listen to Coast to Coast AM, and it'll just open your mind up to what's going on. Like, it's just, one thing, for example, right, one thing about this paranormal stuff I'll give you that's not paranormal. Like, some people will be crazy and they'll have split personalities, right? And when they become the different personality, their eyes actually change colour. And then when they go back to the other personality, their eyes change colour. So, and you can actually full-on see that in the person, that when they go to the different personalities because they're crazy, their eyes actually change colour. Now, that's fucked. That's just, like, what the hell is possible? We can just change our eye colour like that? I mean, isn't that interesting, you know? So, whoa, what the hell is going on? I don't know, but it's really interesting. I mean, if someone can just change their eye colour like that, it almost means that all of it, like, it seems like if that's possible, then just so many things would just be possible then. I feel like, yeah, why isn't ghosts true and why isn't UFOs true? If it's just somebody, I'd love to see that as well. If I saw that, then I'd believe in everything, totally. If I went to a crazy institution, a psych institution, saw someone who was crazy, had the split personality, and actually saw their eyes change colour when they go into a different personality, then that'll be it for me. I'll be sold on it. But do you know what I find was really amazing as well? Is people who can get hypnotised, and you can see someone, they get hit, like they took some guy who knows about cars, you hypnotise him and say you can't drive a car, and then after that, he sits in the car and he can't even turn on, he's like, I don't know how to drive a car, blah, blah, blah. And then the hypnotist, in the end, like, goes, oh, you know, I was just tricking you. You can drive a car, can't you? So they break the hypnotic spell or whatever. And then the guy's like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, I just felt like I couldn't drive a car. Like, he knows how to drive a car now, but when he was under the spell from hypnotist or whatever, he just couldn't drive a car. He just had no idea how to do it. And it's just like, how interesting is that? That blows my mind, that it's jaw-dropping stuff to people who just get hypnotized and, you know, every time I touch my chin, you're going to cough. I mean, and then after that, the person just coughs every time I touch a chin. I mean, that just blows my mind that that's possible. And the person's not even aware that they're doing that, that that's happened. So, so, so interesting. I think there was something else I was going to say. But it looks like it's going to have to be saved for next podcast. And whoa. How'd this one go? This one was pretty this was pretty boring. The news articles were terrible. And I was didn't have much to say. And I think people who are charged up and upbeat political and stuff, it's pretty, they have a fair bit to say. And, oh, sun gazing, that was the last thing I was going to say. There's this new trend that started up called sun gazing that apparently was around for thousands of years ago or something like that. And it's basically where you look at the sun and it gives you energy and it just makes you a lot healthier and it, like, calms you down and stuff and it makes your immune system a lot stronger so you don't get sick again. And you stare at the sun during sunset and sunrise and the people who are pros at it can do it for, like, 45 minutes straight staring at the sun, which is pretty amazing if you try staring at the sun. You know, it's at dawn or dusk or whatever, where the sun's a lot weaker. Like, if you try staring at the sun during the middle of the day, that is really hard. Like, that is just, you can do 5 seconds or 10 seconds. And the people who are really good at it might be able to do a minute, but it's just, it's mind-boggling hard. Like, I tried it the other day, during the middle of the day, and I could almost get just 5 seconds and just look at the sun and just, like, and your eyes start warming up and then you start blinking and you just can't hold it for that long. But what I did is I tried it a few times during the middle of the day and then for maybe 5 seconds at a time. And then I did it for a bit with sunglasses on. Some people are doing sunglasses and you can stare at it for a bit longer and really absorb whatever energy you're supposed to absorb from the sun. And instantly I felt it improved my vision and I'm going to keep it up and Yeah, like it's made my vision stronger because what I noticed was it made my eyes stronger when it comes to handling sunlight. So now if it's a bright day and I open up the door to go outside, instead of being hit by bright light, which I used to be like, and be like, and used to be like some sort of Dracula, like, or kind of sun, I'm like, the sun's strong, I want to wear sunglasses or something like that. And I just stand outside and I'm just look at things and just the sun doesn't hurt my eyes anymore. Like it, you know, and imagine if I'm driving and the sun gets in my eyes, I won't have any problems because it's just like, it's like my eyes are strong with handling the sun now. So I think it's a really good thing. And also I do feel probably a bit more peaceful and I do feel healthier. And apparently it helps your immune system and that, which makes sense because the sun has some sort of energies and stuff. And it's just like I noticed that the more unhealthy people are, the more they're not in the sun, and the healthier people are in the sun more. It just seems like a more natural thing to be in the sunlight. And obviously you don't have a lot of it because you might get cancer and all that stuff. But it seems like there was this whole thing of being like, in society, being like, oh, cancer, all this obsession with cancer. Like, oh, cancer. The same as the cigarette thing, you're just obsessed with cigarettes being bad and stuff. Like, the same thing, oh, cancer, oh, sun, avoid sun, all this sort of stuff. When it's just like, the sun really isn't that bad. You need to get the vitamins from the sun and stuff. And, like, places like near the Antarctic or the North Pole and that, the closer you are, during the winter time, they get barely any sun, and lots of people apparently get depression. So it's just like, it seems like sunlight has some good stuff in it, and people grow more in the summertime because they get more sunlight. So it just seems like sun's a really good thing. And this sun-gazing thing seems to be onto something because it's like you just get good energy from the sun. And I'm looking forward to being a lot more healthy. And some of the dudes who were doing it were saying that sun-gazing is better for your mental health, it's better for your body, physical health, and it can cure, like, illnesses and just all this sort of stuff it was saying. And it seems kind of true. And, it's made my vision stronger and, definitely feel healthier. And, it's really interesting, sun-gazing. So I think that's almost the end of the podcast. I feel like I had one last thing to say about sun-gazing. There's some people who never eat, and I know this might sound wild, but it's full on true. Some people who never eat, and they just sun-gaze all the time, right? Or they meditate, and they sun-gaze as much as they can, and then they just get their energy that way. They get the energy from the sun somehow. And there's a guy who hasn't eaten for like 70 years. 70 years hasn't eaten or drinking any water. And he's been tested in like laboratories and that by scientists and stuff. And he just stays alive. Like he just doesn't consume anything. There's nothing wrong with him health-wise and everything. And he says he's just powerful from the sun gazing and from meditation. And it's just like, how interesting is that? Like that to me was one of the most jaw-dropping things when I heard it, and imagine a lot of people just go, that's just not true, and just don't believe it. But it's just like, to think you can stay alive with just out eating, it's just like, what the hell? And that's why there seems to be so many things that like people are just, so many things that people just said, like, oh, never look at the sun, and you know, you have to eat every day, and just you have to go to university, and just all these little ideas in society that so many people just are just wrong about, you know. It's just like so much bad information, so much bad advice out there. Like, if I'd known about the sun thing, I would have done it years ago, and I wouldn't have had problems with the sun. Like, I noticed instantly today when I walked outside, I was just like, oh, wow, my eyes aren't getting sort of hurt by the sun, or I'm not, like, if I was going to go out into a bright, sunny day before I tried this sun-gazing thing, I'd open the door up, and I'd go out into the bright sun, and I'd just be like, my eyes would just be like, I'd feel almost like kind of hurt from the sun or something. I'd just be like sensitive to light, whereas now I'm just like strong with light. I'm just like, yeah, bring on the sun. I can handle it and stuff, and it's way better. And so it's just so interesting. You just can't take people's advice on things. Like, people are just wrong about so many things, you know? Anyway, that's it for the podcast, all right? I'm Andy Nolch, this space cowboy, protecting freedom from you and me. Meow.